basically, my understanding is the NFL originally were the ones behind this due to online sports betting. And they went to Bob Goodlatte and Jim Leach, two congressmen, Republican congressmen, I should say, and got them to write up this bill, this act. They got it through Congress, and then they got Bill Frist to kind of spearhead it in the Senate. Frist originally went to John Warner, who was heading up the Armed Services Committee. This was with just a couple of days left to the 06 Congress. And John Warner, being the stand-up guy that he is, told Frist to pound sand. He said, listen, this bill has nothing to do with the armed services. Get it away from me. So Frist, being a tenacious kind of guy, went to his buddy John Kyle, a former Republican or a Republican senator from Arizona, and got Kyle to add it to the Safe Ports Bill. And that's how the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act got passed. In the very last minutes of the 06 Congress, the Safe Ports Bill was enacted, and it took the UIGEA with it.
Again, we're speaking now here with Jay Lakin. Jay, what, in your opinion, is so onerous about the legislation as it stands right now?
Okay, well, not only is it onerous, but it's hypocritical, Mitch, in that Congress carved out fantasy sports, online lotteries, and horse racing. So basically, they were saying to the American public, if you want to drop $1,000 on Seabiscuit in the Fifth at Aqueduct, go for it. If you want to play 1 cent, 2 cent Texas Hold'em on your laptop, we can't allow that. That's bad. So that was one of the problems. The other problem that that the banks ran into, because the bill basically puts the onus on the banks. The bill prohibits the transfer of funds from banks to internet gambling sites. So several weeks ago, the banks went to Congress and said, listen, we can't enforce this thing. You guys have made us the internet police. We've got mortgages that are being foreclosed on. We've got all this other stuff going on, and we don't have the time or the resources to handle this. Oh, and by the way, how are we supposed to tell the difference between somebody betting on a horse and somebody betting on a dog?
Now, let's talk about the legislation that is pending in the House that would reverse what was passed back in 2006. You've got Barney Frank's bill, the Internet
Yep.
Gambling Regulation and Enforcement Act. Tell our listeners, Jay Lakin, co-owner and vice president of PokerSportsOnline.com, what this is all about.
Okay, well, there are several bills that are working their way through, and a brand new bill that it's actually going to get its markup, I believe, in a couple of days on Capitol Hill. Barney Frank's bill is the Internet Gambling Enforcement, or rather the Internet Gambling Regulation and Enforcement Act, the one you just alluded to, which would basically establish a framework to license companies to accept wagers from individuals in the U.S. It would also implement protections against underage gambling and compulsive gambling and money laundering. Barney Frank and Ron Paul just got together and came up with another bill called the Safe and Secure Internet Gambling Initiative, which would basically prohibit the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve from enforcing the UIGEA. You've got Bob Wexler's bill, your congressman down there in Florida, the Skill Game Protection Act, which would carve out games of skill, which most people consider poker to be a part of. The Internet Gambling Study bill is from Congressman Shelley Berkeley out of Nevada, basically does exactly what it says, and Jim McDermott, the Democratic congressman out of Washington State, is trying to put forward the Internet Gambling Tax Act, which would amend the IRS code to regulate and tax internet gambling. I should mention that the tax income from internet gambling has been estimated to be between $10 and $40 billion over a decade.
We're speaking with Jay Lakin. He's the co-owner and vice president of Poker Source Online. And Jay, staying with us now, so we've got all these various bills pending, I guess mostly you're talking about in the House of Representatives. Obviously, in many cases, to try to do away with what the Frist bill back in 2006, a lot of activity on this. I know you're not, you know, a handicapper. It's always hard to tell what's going to get through the Congress and what's not going to be. But with all this activity, do you see something happening here before this Congress break this year, even before they go back for the 2008 elections?
No, I don't. First off, there has to be a change in the White House, because every time someone has come forth to amend the UIGEA or get rid of it, the Bush White House has stepped up. There's an organization called IMEGA, the Interactive Media, Entertainment, and Gaming Association, which has been challenging the constitutionality of the UIGEA. And every time they get a court date, a Bush Justice Department lawyer shows up. Antigua has gone to the World Trade Organization to try to get this thing straightened out because it had such a negative impact on Antigua's banking businesses. And again, the Bush White House stepped up to fight it. I mean, every time someone has come forward to try to get rid of this thing, someone has come from the White House to undo what they're trying to do. So I don't see anything happening anytime soon. In fact, the average law in America takes a minimum 5 years to overturn. So we're about a year and a half into the UIGEA.